Good afternoon.
This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveils first Tejas LCA Mark 1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics new Nashik production line. Says flight of the jet represents country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. Gujarat government announces a new cabinet. Harsh Sanghvi takes oath as Deputy Chief Minister. 210 Naxalites surrender in Chhattisgarh's Jagdalpur. Supreme Court takes a serious view on digital arrest scams, seeking response from the centre and the CBI. President Draupadi Murmu to attend national conclave on Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi this evening. In Denmark Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen to face Alex Lanier of France in men's singles. And in ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, South Africa take on Sri Lanka in Colombo this afternoon. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mark 1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. During the event, the Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh lauded the flight of the Sukhoi-30, LCA and HTT-40 aircraft prepared in the Nashik division. He said the flight of these jets represents the country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to achieving self-reliance in defence production, stating that it is the country's resolve to manufacture all defence equipment within the country.
I am also recalling the journey that began in 2014. There was a time when our country depended on other nations to meet its defense needs, with nearly 65% to 70% of defense equipment being imported. But now the situation has changed. Around 60% to 70% of our defense manufacturing is done domestically.
अब भारत 65% manufacturing अपनी ही धरती पर कर रहा है.
The BJP-led government in Gujarat today announced a new cabinet. Harsh Sanghvi was sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister. Governor of Gujarat, Acharya Devrat, administered the oath of office in secrecy to 21 ministers in a ceremony held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and BJP National President JP Nadda were present on the occasion. The newly inducted ministers include one Deputy Chief Minister, 5 cabinet-rank ministers, 3 ministers of state with independent charge and 12 ministers of state. Our correspondent reports that the new Council of Ministers includes 3 women leaders, including Reeva Baja Deja. In a major political development, the entire state cabinet, except Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, tendered its resignation yesterday. Today is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Among the prominent candidates, BJP senior leader and health minister Mangal Pandey filed his nomination from the Sivan Assembly constituency. Folk singer Maithili Thakur will file her nomination as the BJP candidate from the Alinagar Assembly constituency in Darbhanga district today. Earlier, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today. Talking to media in Patna, JDU MP Sanjay Jha said they had detailed discussions on election campaigning as both leaders are starting the campaign today.
Today, the Home Minister will be campaigning and the Chief Minister has a program in Jagdishpur in the second half of the day, which includes an election rally. We discussed this campaign in details. As we have only 22 days left, Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that in this election, Nitish Kumar is the leader of the NDA and we will contest the Bihar election under his leadership.
On the other hand, Congress leader Surendra Rajput said seat sharing in Mahagathbandhan has already been finalized and will be announced at the right time.
महागठबंधन प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस करके आप
द ग्रैंड अलायंस विल अनाउंस द सीट एलोकेशंस थ्रू अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस स्पेसिफाइंग विच कैंडिडेट इज कंटेस्टिंग फ्रॉम विच कंस्टिट्यूएंसी. आवर डिसीजन रिगार्डिंग द अलायंस हैज ऑलरेडी बीन फाइनलाइज्ड. आवर कैंडिडेट्स आर एक्टिवली वर्किंग इन देयर रिस्पेक्टिव एरियाज. दोज फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट फेज हैव ऑलरेडी रिसीव्ड देयर फॉर्म बी एंड द कैंडिडेट्स फ्रॉम द सेकंड फेज विल रिसीव देयर्स टुडे. देयर इज नो इशू रिगार्डिंग सीट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन विद इन द ग्रैंड अलायंस.
हमारे यहाँ सीटों में कोई दिक्कत नहीं है.
The Congress has released a list of 48 candidates, which includes the party's state president and leader of the Congress Legislature Party, Shakil Ahmed Khan. Our correspondent reports that following the seat-sharing announcement, both the BJP and JDU have intensified their election campaigns.
The BJP has deployed several chief ministers and union ministers for the campaigning. After the chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant arrived at Patna today for the campaigning. Union ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal, Giriraj Singh and Sarbanand Sonowal, among other senior leaders, are participating in the campaign, rallies and nomination meetings. As part of the election campaign, BJP senior leader Amit Shah met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, who is also the president of the JDU, at the CM House in Patna. This was their first meeting after the finalization of ticket distribution in NDA. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The BJP today announced its candidate for the upcoming assembly by-poll in Rajasthan. The party has fielded Morpal Suman from Anta Assembly constituency in the state. The name of the candidate was finalized by the BJP Central Election Committee. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the National Conclave on the Adi Karmayogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs is organizing the conclave under the vision of Vikasit Bharat. The conclave is being held in conjunction with PM Janman and Dharti Aba Abhiyan. The conclave will focus on Tribal Village Vision 2030 from ideas to implementation. A key highlight of the event will be conceptualizing Tribal Village Vision 2030 aimed at finalizing policy inputs. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said the country has emerged as a global leader in the telecom sector, both in terms of services and products. Addressing a press conference on the achievements of the Department of Telecommunication in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said the country has now become the fifth country in the world to have its own 4G stack. He underscored India's rise as the third largest digital nation in the world with 1.2 billion mobile subscribers, 970 million internet users and 944 million broadband subscribers.
With the length and the breadth and the depth of telecom network, India is no longer a follower. India has now become a leader in telecom. We have 1.2 crore customers across this country. We have laid OFC fiber 11 lakh kilometers, route kilometers, to almost 40 lakh route kilometers. Our internet connections have grown from 250 million to 970 million. Our broadband connections have grown from 65 million to 940 million. The Prime Minister's foresight 11 years ago of creating an invisible digital highway today has become a reality.
The minister said the mail and parcel sector will witness a new momentum in the coming year. He said the government will launch a 24-speed post mail service in January next year. The minister said with this service, mails and parcels will reach within 24 hours. GST Bajat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Assam.
The new GST reform is a big relief for Assam's weavers, farmers and small businesses. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced on traditional and regional goods of the state. The reform especially benefits Assam's tea industry, which now attracts only 5% GST, making its products cheaper and more competitive in both domestic and international markets. Meanwhile, the GST on culturally significant item, including Muga silk, Gamosa, has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will bring relief to weavers who can now sell in competitive markets and earn better margins. The tourism sector has gained from this reform, as hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night will now be under the 5% GST slab, making Assam a more affordable destination for visitors. The reforms are designed to drive sales, safeguard employment and strengthen rural economies during the festive period and in the long run. With Shivang Mishra, Soumyashiran for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court has taken a serious view on the digital arrest scams, seeking response from the Centre and the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Apex Court took Siomoto cognizance of rising cases of digital arrest scams, where fraudsters impersonate law enforcement agencies or judicial authorities to extort money from citizens, particularly senior citizens. The action was taken on a complaint received from a 73-year-old woman from Ambala in Haryana, who alleged that scammers used forged Supreme Court orders to confine her in a so-called digital arrest and extort more than 1 crore rupees. More than 200 Naxalites surrendered today in Jagdalpur, the headquarters of Chhattisgarh's Bastar division. These Naxalites surrendered with 153 weapons, including 19 AK-47 rifles and 17 SLR rifles. According to officials, the surrendered group represented various ranks of the outlawed CPI Maoist organization. Talking to media, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai said the government is taking several welfare measures for their rehabilitation and skill development.
Today, a large number of Naxalites, having reposed their faith in the constitution of our country, are joining the mainstream for the sake of development, and we wholeheartedly welcome them. The government has several welfare measures in place for their rehabilitation, skill development, and their integration into the path of progress.
We bring you details from our Raipur correspondent.
This is the largest surrender by Naxalites in Chhattisgarh's history. 210 Maoists active in various areas of the state's Bastar division, including Abujmad and Kanker, surrendered in Jagdalpur today. These include several top leaders of the Maoist organization. These Naxalites surrendered today at a ceremony in Jagdalpur by handing over their weapons to senior police and central armed police force officers. Senior police officials presented a copy of the Constitution of India to these Naxalites who had renounced the path of violence. On this occasion, leaders of various tribal communities in Bastar also welcomed these Naxalites for returning to mainstream of the society. Over 2,000 Naxalites have surrendered in Chhattisgarh in the past 22 months. Today has proved to be a very important day in fulfilling the central government's resolve to make the country Naxal-free by March 2026. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's rivers are not just symbols of heritage, they are highways of progress. Sharing an article written by Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarvananda Sonowal, the Prime Minister shared the vision for rejuvenated waterways. Mr. Modi said the article highlights the strengthening of logistics, tourism and infrastructure over the years. In the Denmark Open badminton tournament, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen is set to face Alex Lanier of France in the quarterfinals. The match will begin at 5:10 p.m. In ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, South Africa will take on Sri Lanka in Colombo at 3 p.m. today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveils first Tejas LCA Mark 1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. Says flight of the jet represents country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. Gujarat government announces a new cabinet. Harsh Sanghvi takes oath as deputy chief minister. 210 Naxalites surrender in Chhattisgarh's Jagdalpur. Supreme Court takes a serious view on digital arrest scams, seeking response from the Centre and the CBI. President Draupadi Murmu to attend National Conclave on Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi this evening. In Denmark Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen to face Alex Lanier of France in men's singles, and in ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, South Africa to take on Sri Lanka in Colombo this afternoon. With that, we end the midday news.